The White House today took exception to elements of the Homeland Security legislation working its way through Congress this week. Today, President Bush's spokesman said the version Democrats are preparing in the Senate would be too inflexible on personnel matters and might bring a presidential veto. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The White House and the Congress are in agreement that the country needs a cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. But today's talk of a potential veto underscored some significant differences over the details. Homeland Security would have 170,000 employees, as all or parts of 22 federal agencies and departments are combined within the proposed new cabinet agency. But the White House says Democrats in the Senate are pushing a bill that would not give department officials enough flexibility in managing those workers or in spending money. This afternoon, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, on Air Force One en route to North Carolina with the president, told reporters that the Senate bill is too limiting when it comes to rewarding workers who excel or firing those who are incompetent. The White House is saying that union and civil service protections in place for federal employees in other departments are not appropriate for workers in a department whose primary task is to protect against terrorist threats. As an example, Fleischer said a border security guard who is intoxicated on the job and lets a potential terrorist into the country could not be fired without first receiving a written 30-day notice. He says that's unacceptable. Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman was surprised at the veto threat, saying he hopes it's just a bargaining tactic, adding that differences between the White House and the Senate are not so great. Democrats do warn, though, that they will resist any effort to take away worker protections. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.